The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
On our daf, we have the sugya of giving meiser, of giving tzedakah, and one of the points that come up when you discuss the halachas of giving tzedakah is what do you do about the counterfeit tzedakah collector? The faker, the cheat, the person who goes around collecting tzedakah even though he doesn't deserve it. If a person would give such a person tzedakah, does he get a mitzvah or not? And the different towns have tried to stop this problem. They give a letter to those who they verify deserve tzedakah. And the question is it necessary? Is it not necessary? If he's a faker, do you get a mitzvah or not? So the famous raya to this question would be what Chazal tell us, that Yirmiyah davened to Hashem, that the Rishayim in his generation, even when they tried to be good, even when they wanted to give tzedakah, he davened that they should give tzedakah to fakers, to people who don't deserve it. That way, these Rishayim won't get a mitzvah. So it seems clear from here that if a person would give tzedakah to somebody who doesn't deserve it, he will not get the mitzvah. And the reasoning would be simple, because the mitzvah is not a nice mitzvah of giving tzedakah, but rather the purpose of the mitzvah is to accomplish a purpose, to help out a poor person. And therefore, if you would give tzedakah to somebody who doesn't deserve it, you just simply didn't help out an ani, and therefore that's why you wouldn't get a mitzvah. Although this would seem the obvious conclusion from Yirmiyah's tefillah, if you look in the Sefer HaHavatzion Drasha Yud that was written by the son of the Noda Yehuda, there he asks on this Chazal and he says, we know that if a person has kavanah to do a mitzvah, he does everything he could and in the end it doesn't work out, he says it's davar pashut, he gets the mitzvah, he gets charet for the attempt. So how could it be that these people, if they would give tzedakah, and it would end up that they gave tzedakah to people who did not deserve it, that they wouldn't get a mitzvah? So he wants to say that the case over there is talking about, where you had the shayim who were mumar l'tei oven, which means they did all types of avarice in order to fulfill their desires. They were nervous that they would get punished. After all, they're doing avarice. So they had a plan. Let us give tzedakah to people. Tzedakah is megin on franiyot. Tzedakah protects from punishment. And therefore, by giving tzedakah, they will protect themselves from punishment. Meaning, they didn't have in mind. They didn't have kavanah to do the mitzvah lishma. They had ulterior motives. And therefore, that is why Yirmiyah davened that they should give money to people who don't deserve it. Because since they don't have kavanah to do a mitzvah, and they end up giving to somebody who doesn't deserve it, therefore they will not get any schar. Now the question is, why if they give money to people who do deserve it, they will get schar? According to the Havasiyin, they didn't have kavanah to do a mitzvah. So therefore even if they would end up giving to a proper ani, someone who legitimately needed the money, why would they get the mitzvah? So then he brings from his father, the Noda Yehuda, that the mitzvah of tzedakah is very different from all other mitzvahs. That by tzedakah, even if you have all the wrong chesbonos, you don't have kavanah, your motives are completely ulterior motives for your own selfish gain, you still get a mitzvah. And he says the difference between this mitzvah and all other mitzvahs, for example, taking lulav and esrog. What makes the act of taking lulav and esrog an important act? What gives it chashivas importance? Obviously the fact that Hashem commanded you to do so. Is there any intrinsic value to taking dal and minim without a tziboy, a command from Hashem? Of course not. You're taking a couple fruits. What is the chashivas of taking these fruits? Obviously only because Hashem told you to do so. So therefore, if you don't have kavana, if you're doing it for selfish motive, that's why you don't get a mitzvah. As opposed to the mitzvah of tzedakah. that besides the actual ma'aseh and mitzvah, besides your desire to help somebody out, to do the Ratzon Hashem, is a tachlis that the ani, the poor person, is helped out. And therefore, that's why the Gemara tells us, if a person gives tzedakah in order that his son should live, he's considered a tzaddik gamur. He's doing it to lo lishma. He's not doing it for the proper reasons. Says the Havasian, the shame his father, the Nazir Yehuda, by tzedakah, the point is the tachlis. What actually happens is a purpose that we are trying to accomplish, to help out an ani. And therefore, even with all the wrong kavanas, if you end up giving money to the ani, if the ani ends up being helped, therefore you would get tzchar. And that's why by Yirmiyah, when he davened that the Rishayim to give tzedakah to people who don't deserve it, because if they would end up giving to people who do deserve it, even though they have the wrong motives, they would get tzchar, because the mitzvah of tzedakah, the point is to accomplish that a person should be helped, and as long as you did it, as long as you achieved the objective of helping out a poor person, you have done the mitzvah, and therefore you get tzchar. Now, point out to have a sin, that this does not mean that if you have the right kavana and you give it to somebody who doesn't deserve it, you don't end up helping out an ani because the person is a fraud, you won't get a mitzvah. Says to have a sin to him with the Tzav HaParshat, of course you get a mitzvah. If you have the right kavana, you have rachmanis, you are trying to help out the person, even if he ends up being a fraud, you would get a mitzvah. And he says it's similar to the halacha that says that once you give the money to the gizbar, to the person who is in charge of collecting the money, the achrayus, the responsibility is no longer on you, because you did everything you could do. And therefore, if you have the right kavana, even if the person ends up being a fraud, you would get a mitzvah. It's only in the case of Yirmiyah with the Rishayim, where there they didn't have the right kavana, and therefore the only way they would get the mitzvah if the person they were giving to would end up being an ani, that's where we say that if the person was a fraud, you get no schar, because you have nothing, you don't have kavana for the mitzvah, and you didn't accomplish anything. So this is what the Havasian is telling us, that in tzedakah there are two components. The first component, which you have by every mitzvah, which is the concept that you are trying to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem gave you a tzibui, a commandment, and you are trying to fulfill that. That in and of itself is a mitzvah. And then the second component, which is unique to tzedakah, is that even without the kavana, as long as you gave the money to the poor person, you achieved the objective of the mitzvah, you would get tzchar. Now, we all know how important it is to make sure you look up things inside. If you hear something, if you hear that someone, a psak, if you hear a shita of a certain achron, you have to look it up inside to make sure you verify that that's really what they're saying, and that not that, that it wasn't misconstrued. The reason why we're speaking this out is because in the Sefer Lev Chaim from Chaim Palaji in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, he declares the following shayla. Those mitzvahs that you don't have a bracha on them, for example, by tzedakah, when you give an ani tzedakah, you don't make a bracha. Are you allowed to do those mitzvahs in a makom metunaf, in a dirty place? Do we say that even though you're not making a bracha, still you're doing a mitzvah has kedusha, and therefore perhaps that would say you shouldn't do it in a dirty place because of the mitzvah itself? Or another case he talks about is a person comes out of the Beit HaKisei, he comes out of the bathroom, and then he meets an ani, and the question is, should he give the ani money before he washes his hands? Before he washes his hands, they are dirty, so perhaps you should be makbid and be careful to make sure he washes his hands before he does the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. So many of those Svarim who ask that what his klar, his shayla is, since he's doing the Ma'aseh Mitzvah, therefore he should make sure it's clean. But wait a second, according to the Havas Sion, tzedakah is not the Maisa Mitzvah, it's not the Kavana, the Kedusha, but rather it's the Ani accepting it. It's the fact that the Ani is being held. So therefore, by tzedakah, if there's no Maisa Mitzvah, what is the problem? Why shouldn't you do it in a Makom Matunah? What difference does it make if the giver is clean or not, as long as on the guest that you have your mitzvah? That is the kasha on the slave Chayim, that if you accept what the Havas Sion tells us, that the point of tzedakah is not the Maisa Mitzvah, but rather it's just the accomplishment, how could the slave Chayim clear the shayla? But l'chayim, it's not true, because if we are saying that really the Havas Sion is saying that there are two components to tzedakah. Tzedakah in the first component is just like every other mitzvah. There is the Maisa Mitzvah. There's only an added component that besides the Maisa Mitzvah, there is the point that the Ani has to get it. So if that's the case, if it's in reality there are two components, there's the Maisa Mitzvah as well, then we have a Gishmak Yishayla. Are you allowed to give tzedakah in a Makom Asunah? Because since you have a Kavanah for the Mitzvah, and it is a Maisa Mitzvah, perhaps that should be a reason why you should not give tzedakah in a Makom Asunah. And Taka there, he says, the Maskana, that it's better to make sure you give it in a clean place, wash your hands out, because it's not good to do a Mitzvah in a dirty place. Just once more, I got the point. A short, cute little verse that L'chayra we can now understand. The Gemara says that all mitzvahs that promise tzar, you are not allowed to test Hashem. You can't say, listen, if I do a mitzvah, I deserve reward. Let's see, I'm going to test everybody in Yisraelim. That you're not supposed to do, except for tzedakah. Our Gemara says that tzedakah is the one mitzvah that you are allowed to test Hashem. And it's different something given, not quite even give different something. But perhaps you can say that based on everything we have said until now, we can understand. What did the Havasian, again, B'Shem, his father, tell us? By tzedakah, besides the Maisa Mitzvah, besides what you are doing, there's a mitzvah this and by itself that the Ani is being helped. Even if you don't have Kavanah, even if you're doing it totally Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, the Nidi Yehuda is telling us you do get a mitzvah as long as the Ani is being held. So therefore, perhaps we could say as follows. Every mitzvah, are you allowed to test Hashem? Of course not. Because what's going to happen? You do a mitzvah, and then the reward doesn't come through, and you say, aha, Hashem's not keeping Kaviyachol, his part of the deal. But wait a second. How do you know that the reason why you are not getting reward is because Hashem's not doing his part? Perhaps you didn't do the mitzvah properly. Maybe it's a chesaron in you. So therefore you never have a right to test Hashem because perhaps the chesaron is in you and that's why you're not getting the reward. But it's a nice Yehuda is telling us that by tzedakah, even if you do the mitzvah for the totally wrong reason, you have no kavanah at all, as long as the Ani is being taught, you have a mitzvah. So then you could test Hashem. Because then there's no reason why Hashem won't give it to you. Because as long as you do your due diligence, you test out this Ani, you know he's a real Ani, then you could give him tzedakah, and then you could be guaranteed that Hashem will give you reward. And maybe Hashem will not give you reward because he didn't do the mitzvah properly, but that's not possible. Because as long as this Ani is being helped, you have your mitzvah, and therefore you will get your reward. We'll end off with one very interesting shayla I heard from Nissen Kaplan, the chairman of Thomas Zalman, that he's discussing what happens if somebody walks into shul and he doesn't have a letter and you're not sure is he legitimate or not. So you think to yourself, listen, I'm giving him $1, even if he's a fake. No. I'm willing to accept it. But wait a second. If he's a fake, is he allowed to take $1 from you? Of course not. That's Geneva. He's stealing. So therefore, by you giving him $1, you are going to be over on Litnei Iver. You are allowing this faker to steal from you. So therefore, why are you allowed to give $1 to somebody who you're not 100% sure? if he's of Dinamar Nes, if you give him the dollar and he's a faker, then you'd be Ivan Lifna either. So what are you going to say? A very simple answer. You're Michael, it's not Geneva. No, even if he's a faker, you are Michael, and therefore there's no chance that he's going to be Ivan Geneva. But if you look in the Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Beis in the Sugya of Kivud Avaim, there Rav Huna tested out his son and he tore a garment in front of him to see if he'll get angry. Ask the Gemara, how was Rav Huna allowed to test his son? In the Inyan of Kivud Avaim, if his son would get angry, he would be Ivan listening either. Answers the Gemara, he was Michael. That even if his son would get angry, and he won't be over the Issa of Kivadav. Why? Because his father will be Michael. Ask Taisvis, then what does it help Mechila? The famous halacha is that if somebody has kavana to eat chazer, and by mistake he takes basad flesh, you still need a kapara. Meaning if somebody does something thinking he's doing an aveira, even if it ends up that he doesn't do the aveira, he needs a kapara. He did something wrong. He tried to do an aveira. So therefore, even if in your heart you are Michael, this faker, by taking a dollar from you, thinks he's doing a ma'isa aveira of Geneva. And therefore, even if you're Michael, it shouldn't help. So it says in Nissen Kaplan, perhaps you can say no. Because very rarely do you find somebody who's a flat-out crook. Usually the case is, you have somebody who's collecting, he, in his mind, he convinced himself with a sickle tire, it could be a very crumb sickle tire, that he deserved the money. Now, if you would not be Michael, and he would collect from you with his quote-unquote sickle tire, he would definitely be either the Azeira of Geneva. But now that you're Michael, he's not over Geneva. So what are we saying? Granted, he's not over Geneva, but he's over the fact that he thinks he's over Geneva. But wait a second. As long as he has a sickle tire in his mind that he thinks he's correct, no matter how crum it might be, but he thinks he's right. He doesn't think he's doing an aveira. So therefore, you have no problem. Geneva, he's not over. You're Michael. He thinks he's doing an aveira. No, he doesn't. He has a sickle tire. And therefore, the chayra, even if the person does not have the letter and you have suspicions that he is a faker and you decide that you want to give him money anyway, as long as you're Michael, there's no problem. He's not over Geneva and you're not going to be over a listener either. Now, just when and often clarify, we spoke out from the Havasian that even if the person ends up being a faker, as long as you have in mind that you want to give it to a proper person, you will get a mitzvah. So one might ask, if that's the case, why do the Rabbanim make all the Aniyim go around with a paper? Even if the fakers, what do you care? The mitzvah you get, you try to do the mitzvah. So to that you can say one of two things. Number one, simply, even though you get a mitzvah, but you would like to help somebody, we don't want fakers and crooks walking around. And number two, perhaps in our times, when we know there's a high probability that the person is faking, and more than that, there's a system in place to stop them, and you choose to ignore it, that's called a psia, it's called that you're being negligent, and therefore if a person would give tzedakah, bizman hazeh, to a person who does not have a letter, and he ends up being a faker, even according to the Havasian, it's very possible you will not get a mitzvah. You won't get a mitzvah of the accomplishment of helping a poor person. Why? Because he's a faker. And even though you had kavanah to do a mitzvah, but since you were a posheya, you won't get the mitzvah. And therefore, in a town where they do have this system set up with the aniyim, poor people walk around with a letter, you should be makbid and only give tzedakah to them. But in a case where they don't have letters, and you give it to the person, and he ends up being a fake, according to everything we said, you still would get a mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.